Jonesy and Amanda
in the morning.
101.7 WSFM.
Now, Jim Dolan has been working harder than Joe Biden trying to remember our PM's name.
Oh, try harder.
And he's come up with this.
Jimbo's Jibber Jabber. Jibber Jabber. Jibber Jabber.
SAS Australia is back. This is where celebrities test themselves and see if they've got what it takes to cut it in the SAS. Cut it being the operative words, particularly when we saw Manu Fidel and Mark Philippoussis go to the latrine together.
I mean, even the toilets is something you're probably going to hear about, but there's a window, an open window between each cubicle so you can see each other doing your business.
Why? Why do you have to have that?
Yeah, why do you have to have that?
To make you uncomfortable, you know. It's part of it, I suppose, and it works well, you know.
Well, it works well if it's your dream to see Mark Philippoussis doing a poo.
I was actually sitting next to him once and he said to me, please don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Well, there's a show.
Oh.
It's funny, Amanda would sign up for that.
Still on SAS, former Home and Away star Dan Ewing wants to see if he can cut it. Is Dan Ewing ready for this challenge? Let's ask someone that knows him best. Dan Ewing.
This is Dan Ewing. So, what does Dan Ewing do when he is sleep deprived? What will Dan do when he hasn't eaten? What does Dan Ewing do when his back's against the wall?
What does he do?
When Dan Ewing is trying to make polite small talk to one of the SAS guys, this is what happens.
I'm not giving up stuff.
What's going on in there? Don't get too close to me. Breath stinks.
Dan!
You know, dreadful.
What would Dan do? Bring some Listerine, perhaps.
The man who played Napoleon Dynamite and opposite Will Ferrell in Blades of Glory, John Heder, was on the show. Over his career, he's managed to collect many skills to put on his resume.
Your skill set must be amazing.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Like to collect skills, as Napoleon would say.
you're like a Liam Neeson character of skill collecting. You know?
That's right. I get out there and I just he collects bodies.
Yeah,
I collect skills.
But what I don't understand with the whole Taken franchise, for someone that is so good at this, he's always getting into these pickles.
Yeah, well, you know, that's I think what the bad guys refer to it as getting into pickles. I think that might be one of the problems. Liam Neeson just won't have it. He's like, no more pickles, all right? I'm getting you back.
There's a new Underbelly franchise coming out. Jonesy's dusting off the bosometer in anticipation. In case you don't know, this is a device that he bought for the show that calibrates the amount of bosoms that may appear in any given Underbelly series.
Let me just get it. It's around here somewhere. There it is. But if you go through the other Underbellies, I can tell you the buzz count.
Well, some of them were old school buzz. Yeah. Like Underbelly Razor was set in the 1920s.
Yeah, hang on.
Just one?
That was just one.
Because also, they started to count side buzz when you got desperate.
You got to count side buzz. Sometimes you get three buzz.
Okay.
That's Underbelly Martian.
And maybe when this is all over, our Prime Minister should book in some one-on-one time with the US President, Joe Biden.
Does seem that maybe, though, our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, might have to take a trip to the White House and reacquaint himself with Joe Biden, who didn't seem so familiar with him. This will make your bottom clench.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
No.
It's not like a G7 where you've got to remember everyone's name and fancy shirt. There are only two of them.
Pal, well, you got the pal. It's nothing worse than getting the pal.
Oh, we do mate. That's the American version of mate.
Thanks, mate. That's all right. You didn't get old mate. Imagine if you go, thanks to old mate. Yeah, mate.
Oh, hell.
Oh, that's hell.
Indeed. This has been Jimbo's Jibber Jabber.
Thank you, Jimmy D.
Jonesy and Amanda.
In the morning.
101.7 WSFM.